With the holidays around the corner and the new COVID-19 cases surging on the West Coast, the governors of Oregon, Washington, and California issue a joint coronavirus travel advisory, urging people arriving in their states and for those returning from other states or from abroad to self-quarantine for 14 days and asking residents to avoid all non-essential out-of-the-state trips. California Secretary of Health and Human Services Dr. Mark Galli said in press conference he hopes people take the advice seriously.
I mean, really, we're asking people to first consider whether that non-essential travel is the right thing to do now. I think that's first and foremost. We urge people to consider staying close to home, staying at home, staying with their household, experiencing loved ones virtually. On the phone, by Zoom, by whatever mode they can imagine, but really choosing to make that decision today rather than risk getting infected themselves.
The advisories define essential travel as travel for work and study, employment in critical infrastructure support, economic services, health, immediate medical care, safety and security. The travel advisory is not a ban or restriction on traveling. However, Galli said that the state has also discussed putting out an enforceable ban or restriction on traveling if cases rise to a certain dangerous rate.
We certainly hope that the fact that it's an advisory doesn't lessen the voice and the emphasis on how important it is. We will not only implement some of the features that I mentioned, but we're always looking at what is going to help us keep the public as safe as possible in California. And certainly, if there's any indication that the travel advisory needs to be strengthened, we will consider that in the days and weeks to come.
All the three West Coast states have seen a recent rise in coronavirus cases. As of today, California has 998,502 confirmed cases of COVID-19, resulting in 18,137 deaths. According to the authorities, the number of new cases has dramatically increased in the state since the beginning of November. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, Alexandra Ruiz.